10:05, welcome back. The final hour of today's edition of the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and the absolutely free app to download onto your iPhone, Android phone, the Radio Pup app, where you can take the show wherever you travel and listen to KFYO programming. Phone lines open to you this morning, 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Of course, you can send in your thoughts via email, chat@kfyo.com. We're on social media as well, Facebook and on Twitter, where the show continues all weekend long. Joining me in studio, you've heard me talking about the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge all week long. We've been giving away passes and just talking about the lounge located over at 1612 17th Street. Joining me in studio,
Ken Sprayberry.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of what to call you. You know, the cigar guru. What?
I'm just a guy that likes to smoke cigars.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ken, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm very well this morning.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. Let's talk. We're going to talk a little bit about the lounge. We're going to talk about cigars. Obviously, you have been smoking cigars for a while now.
You're
a big fan.
I have. I do enjoy a cigar.
And you've traveled to a lot of places.
Yes.
As well. Tell us about just some of that background, because I think it's real interesting. You know, there are a lot of trips that people can take to really get immersed into the cigar lifestyle.
Yes, there are. I've been smoking cigars about 15 years, and about 10 years ago, I got really interested in where the tobacco's coming from and, just how cigars are made. And I took a trip to the Dominican and got to walk through tobacco fields, got to walk through factories, and there were people there that you could ask the questions. They knew the answers to.
Yeah.
And, it's really interesting to see the process from seed to, the cigar in your hand.
How much did it change your, I guess, appreciation of smoking cigars?
Well, it changed it dramatically. You go from, walking in a store asking for a cigar to knowing where the tobacco came from it was an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing about the cigar lounge that we've talked about this week here on the program, it's a place where a lot of people can go. They can smoke cigars, obviously. For folks who if they go to the lounge, or if they've seen you on Facebook, on Twitter, they can come to you with some questions, because you've been involved in the process, and you've been obviously a cigar smoker for a while. What is some advice that you give to people who maybe they're trying to get into cigars, or maybe they jumped in 5 years ago and they tried a real heavy cigar for their first time and went, "This is not for me. I'm scared now. I got sick. It was a bad morning the next day." That can happen sometimes, right?
Oh, absolutely. I can still find a cigar every once in a while that turned me green. But, it's cigars, whenever you turn you green, you've got too much nicotine in your system. So yeah. You want to, try a milder cigar.
Mm-hmm.
And,
any recommendations?
Man, it's really a great time to be a cigar smoker right now. There are so many cigars out there. We're in another cigar boom, and you walk in any cigar shop in the world, and you're going to see a lot of choices.
Yeah.
Your milder cigars are going to be more earthy, and as you build in flavor, they're going to get a little bit more spicy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a little bit of something out there for everybody, obviously. And you're right. It seems like every month now, they're coming out with brand new cigars, something a little bit for everybody, and they're trying different things.
Oh, absolutely. Again, any cigar shop you walk into, they're going to be able to pair you with a cigar that meets your palate.
Yeah. Tell folks, before we take the break here in just a second, let's get some background on the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge.
Sure.
What's the history? What made you and made others want to, come up with this idea of a member's cigar lounge?
Well, cigars, smoking, you're finding fewer and fewer places to be able to do that now.
Yeah.
And cigars even more so. And we had a group of friends that we wanted a place to smoke cigars. We sat down and started talking about it, and all of a sudden we knew a guy that could do you know, plumbing. We knew a guy that could do electrical. We knew a guy that, had the tools to, gut a building. And that's what we did. We gutted a building and made the place our own.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everybody that that started that was a part of the process.
Yeah, and if you, if folks remember Heroes and Legacies when they were in town, and they had the two different locations, they had the two different lounges, a lot of the folks who are at Know a Guy, you probably saw them there at Heroes and Legacies and at some of those different events that they would do. And once they left town, it was kind of time to open up your own place.
Well, the cigar community is relatively small. And sure, I still run into people. Oh, yeah, I saw you yeah. there. And basically anywhere I travel, you can see people that you've met before. You see old friends and you make new friends at these events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the lounge.
Sure.
And give our listeners kind of some expectations and, what they can expect when they go to the lounge. Why would the everyday smoker out there, the occasional smoker, what would you tell them about the Know a Guy Cigar Lounge?
Well, it's for members. They get a key, 24-hour access. We do not sell cigars, so we do not have business hours. There's no guarantee that somebody will be there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you can go to our website, LubbockCigarLounge.com, shoot an email, and we can make sure that somebody's up there if you guys want to come up and, see the lounge, meet some of the members. We have a pool table. We got, HD TVs, couches. We've got plush chairs, kitchen. It's our newest, newest addition. But it's a place that you can come, relax, nobody there to bother you, smoke a cigar in the corner, or, hang out and talk with the members.
Yeah, and a little bit of something there for everyone, and of course it's BYOB.
Yes, that is very important. It is BYOB.
It is.
Bring your favorite beverage, a couple of cigars, and, relax.
Yeah, it's nice, during wintertime and during springtime, during summer, where you can get away, you can get out from the house, come to your own, really it's kind of your own place. There's enough seating where it is kind of your own place. And everyone can just kind of hang out. And the thing about the cigar community is that it is a very social activity. It's very social. Everyone, when you go somewhere, whether it's here in Lubbock or maybe you go out of town, you're smoking a cigar. If there's another cigar smoker in the area, they're probably going to come up to you and ask what you're smoking.
Oh, absolutely. That's the easiest icebreaker known is to talk about your cigar. But yeah, it is a very social thing. You light a cigar, you're pot committed for the next hour. It's not, you're going to sit there and enjoy it. And, you got some time.
Yeah, absolutely. You can play a little pool, hang out, watch the games. Of course, we're going to be broadcasting there here in a couple, next
Saturday.
Week. Yeah. We were going to be out there this Saturday, schedule conflict. We're going to be out there next Saturday. So hope some folks can come out, check out the lounge. And, of course, visit on the show. Lots of different opportunities for people to go out there. We've been giving away passes as well for Thursday nights. Thursday nights are nights where you see a lot of visitors come in on Thursdays.
Yeah, again, since we don't have normal business hours, Thursday nights are the nights that we get together, bring our favorite beverage, cigar, and, wash away the sins of the week. And we're talking about next Saturday. We'll probably be there starting at 1. The show's from 2 to 4. After the show, we're going to do a pool tournament, and we'll have some prizes for that, and we'll have food and just come hang out, see the place, meet some members.
Very cool. We'll go ahead. We'll take the break. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls as well. 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. We'll be right back. You're on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Back on the Chad Hasty Show. You get a shiver in the dark. By the way, KFYO Job Creators, I want to remind you to contact Express Employment today. Their phone number is 745-2395. That's 745-2395. Over at Express Employment, they're going to help you out. How? Well, basically by working for you, bringing you the very best employees. Because you need good employees. Bad employees, they can bring your business down, cost you money. And, of course, they can bring down the good employees. They're infectious. It's not good. Contact Express Employment. Whenever an associate walks into Express Employment, they go through a background check, drug testing, but then they also go through a skills test. So that way, when you call and you tell them how many employees you need, they can go through their database and they can find the right person for you. Contact Express Employment today. Their phone number is 745-2395. That's here in Lubbock, in Plainview, in the surrounding areas in Plainview and around. 429-806-429-0911. They're located right off of Interstate 27 next to Jalisco's in Plainview, 7412 South University Avenue here in Lubbock. You can also log on if you're looking for a job. Perfect place to start would be online at Express Lubbock or ExpressPlainview.com, where you can see some of the open positions that they have right now. All right, we're talking about the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. We were supposed to be out there this Saturday, but we bumped it to next Saturday. We'll be out there 2 to 4 p.m. Talking cigars, talking probably adult beverages. We'll probably be talking about that. We'll probably be talking about March Madness. And, of course, we'll be talking to you guys when you come out. Bring a cigar with you and tell us what some of your favorite cigars are. Because, you know, that's one of the interesting things I think about, you know, getting together at the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. Everyone has their own collection, and some of the guys do have collections, actual collections.
Well, a collection would imply that you're not going to smoke every one of them, though.
That's true. That's true.
I'm not a cigar collector.
A stockpile.
I'm a cigar smoker.
That's true. A cigar stockpile that they bring with them. And, you know, you can check out some of the different cigars and bring your favorites as well. Let's go to the phones. I think we have a question for Ken and Ricky. You're on KFYO.
Good morning, Chad. Long ashes, Ken.
Good morning, Ricky.
Hey, I think this is a great idea we're going to have. I know a guy that's got a bunch of CAO for Zilia, and I love them, and I sit in my shop and smoke them.
Yeah, CAO makes some good cigars.
But I think you got a franchise that you can build on.
We've talked about that. We actually had somebody from Snyder that emailed the lounge and said they didn't have a place to smoke, and they wanted any advice that we could have because they wanted to build their own.
Nice.
That's a great idea. Now, expand it. Do you know a guy with a shooting range?
We do know guys with shooting ranges.
There you go. You got a franchise.
Yeah. Well, you know, most shooting ranges are outside, so might as well enjoy a cigar while you're taking aim.
That is right. Hey, y'all enjoy yourself today. Chad, thank y'all for the tickets for the races.
Hey, absolutely. Enjoy yourself at Texas Motor Speedway, and enjoy Big Hoss out there as well.
All right, bye.
See you, Ricky.
Long ashes, Ricky.
Well, there you go. CAO does make some good cigars.
They do. And, you know, there's so many companies out there now that are buying up the smaller companies and everything, and CAO was bought by another large company that I think they're going to do good.
Yeah, absolutely. You have some upcoming events over at the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge, because this is the one thing that you also do. There are events at the lounge. You know, it's not not always people just kind of hanging out. I mean, there are, well, I guess the events are hanging out. But, you know, these are, you know, scheduled events, fun events that a ton of people can attend.
Well, for members, we do have cigar tastings, liquor tastings. You know, we pair them with cigars, and we sit around and talk about what we're enjoying. We already discussed Saturday. You know, come up. We'll be out there starting probably around 1 o'clock. We'll have food. We'll have probably a cigar for you to try.
Yeah.
But show up. Come see the lounge. And in April, we're still finalizing all of it, but we're going to have a Beer Brewing 101. We've got a guy that has been brewing beer for years, and we've got a PhD that's been brewing beer for years. So it just depends on how much knowledge you want. And we're looking at different levels of we can supply you with the kit and all the ingredients. You can bring your own kit, and it's just going to kind of be a powwow. You know, sit around and let's brew different beers. And 30 days later or whenever it's carbonated, you know, come back out and we'll try the beer.
That sounds pretty fun.
But, yeah, we're still finalizing that, so we don't have a date. You know, the easiest way to know what's going on at Noah Guy is sign up for our newsletter. The easiest way to do that is, you know, search for us on Facebook. Just search Lubbock Cigar Lounge.
Yeah.
We'll pop up.
Yeah, you can also go to LubbockCigarLounge.com, a website where people can check out some pictures of the lounge. Also, they can check out some different links. Tell folks if they are interested in becoming a member or just want more information, tell them that process.
Okay, well, again, the easiest way is to contact us through email or through Facebook, and I'll send you a contract. We'll invite you up, come meet the members, come see the lounge, and I think that you'll see what we're doing there, what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah, and of course, one of the easy ways, come up on Saturday.
Come up on Saturday.
Come up on Saturday. You'll probably have some contracts ready for people as well. And I think the great thing about, or one of the great things about the Cigar Lounge and becoming a member, you get a key. You can go in whenever you want.
24-hour access, yes.
Yeah. And there are things that, you have Thursday night cigar night, but there are also other things that happen throughout the week that you can either join in or you can go and sit on the couch or, a chair you can keep to yourself. And with Wi-Fi, you can work. I know, one of the guys up here, every now and then he'll go in, take his laptop, hang out and, do a little work while smoking a cigar because we're not allowed to smoke here.
Well, yes, we do have Wi-Fi. So, we do have a couple of members that use it as their office, and that's it's large enough that people can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Noah Guy Cigar Lounge, 1612 17th Street. We're going to be out there next week from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and of course Thursdays. Still, that's probably a good night. If people are interested, they can email you. They can go on to the website as well and send you an email through there or on Facebook. That's another great night to go out and really meet people, because cigar smoking is really a great way to network as well.
Yeah, our members range from radio talk show hosts.
That would be me. Thank you.
We've got some PhDs. We've got some general contractors. We've got people in the medical field. It's
that's how you got the name.
It is how we really got the name.
that's how you got the name, because everyone.
Well,
someone in every little, it almost seems like.
Yeah, and if we don't, we'll find a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. If you do have, any questions or whatever, for Ken, you can give us a call. Also, remember, next Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m., we'll be live at Noah Guy Cigar Lounge at 1612 17th Street. Encourage you to come on out. Have fun. We're going to have the games on TV, so you can watch a little basketball. You can have a cigar. You can hang out with us, and we'll put you on the air as well.
There you go.
Ken will join us on the air again, too.
We'll have some guest speakers come in and talk also.
You think so?
Yes, I know so.
One thing, and I know you and I, we kind of talked about this. Talk a little bit, just briefly, because we only have about a minute or two left, about Cigar Rights of America. You mentioned earlier there are a lot of places that you can't smoke. This is an organization that's watching out for people.
It is. Cigar Rights of America, they've been doing it for about 5 years. And, it's a battle in every state. And there are some states that, you can't even smoke in your car anymore.
Yeah.
If you have an apartment, you can't smoke in your apartment anymore. And
if you have a patio, you can't smoke on your patio.
Yeah. And, it's something I don't understand. I don't know why, they're... why this is such a big issue. It's a cigar.
Well, you got the nanny state out there trying to look out for everyone. In fact, you got someone running for city council that wants to do the exact same thing. Probably a few more that are on the council that want to do it. Hey, Ken, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chad.
Noah Guy Cigar Lounge, 1612 17th Street here in Lubbock, LubbockCigarLounge.com, or you can find them on Facebook and Twitter as well, at Noah Guy.